Have your Bible turn with Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, very familiar passage. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 8. And the Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all men. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." We used this text last year, and we preached a message here on the first Christmas carol, and I believe it's December the 19th last year. But I want to preach this evening for just a moment in time, if God will be my help, on a Christmas tradition. A Christmas tradition. Now, a lot of times we get caught up in this Christmas thing, and we get caught up in the worldly part of it. We get caught up in the running to and fro, and we get caught up trying to make decisions and to go out and to buy presents and to buy gifts. And we get all caught up in that this time of year. I know it's just a part of it. It's part of what it's been. But I want to say, praise God, there's more to it than buying a present. I want to say, praise God, it's about the greatest gift that was ever given. When God Almighty sent His only begotten Son, that through Him we might be saved. Ain't you glad today that we have an opportunity to know the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin? As we see this morning, and we see the angels of God glory, magnifying God and telling us that they's one sent, praise God, to take away the sin of the world. They sent this one Jesus, amen, unto this world, that through Him men might be saved. That's our blessed hope today. That's what we have. Without Him, we'd have no hope at all. But praise God, we have hope in the Lord this morning. And I want to notice something for just a moment. We see here, the Bible said the glory to God in the highest, verse 14, and on earth peace and goodwill toward man. Now I want to say this is an issue described. We see an issue described here as the Lord of glory, amen, through His angels begins to cry out on earth, peace, amen. And I can get a hold of that pretty good. I know what peace is. Peace is that we get from God. The Bible says that passes understanding. Peace is something that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing, praise God, that He lives in our heart and He's there to help us every day and every way. Peace is something that we have, praise God, that the world can't give us. Amen. Peace is something that we know. We know that it passes understanding. We know that when we get in a bind, we get in situations. Sometimes, praise God, as children of God, that deep settled peace will come into the room. Amen. It'll just settle about you. It'll settle on you. And even though turmoil is all about, praise God, there's a peace that'll come in like Jesus did the water and say, peace, be still. And all of a sudden, in the midst of that storm, there's a quiet calm. Now, we know about peace, don't we? We know where peace comes. We know peace is in the Lord. Amen. This issue that they're describing here is not only about peace. I can get a hold of peace, but when it comes to the on earth part, that's where I have trouble. Amen. On this, that's what gives me difficulty when it talks about on earth peace. As far as I know, there is no peace on this earth. This earth is in continual conflict. Amen. There's conflict everywhere in this world that we live. Everywhere you look, everywhere you listen, you turn on the news and it's nothing but conflict. Amen. The world is full of conflict. It's full of unrest. It's full of sorrows. It's full of pain. It's suffering. Amen. That's what the world is. It's full of these things. So when we see this, we say, on earth, peace. We have to wonder, where does that peace come from? Now the world will say today, it'll say, well, you know, there's a peace in the world. We have peace ever in the nation because we're not fighting wars everywhere. So there's peace. Well, the world is making a mockery of peace. Amen? Because of an armed neutrality, because of suspicions, that's why we have peace like they have. Amen? Because, amen, because everybody's armed up to the teeth, amen? Everybody's got their nuclear warheads and their guns and their tanks and their planes and their bombers. Praise God. And they call that peace. Boy, are they messed up. Yeah. See, that's not peace. Amen? Amen? Hey, the end of the result of war is peace. I want to say, praise God, we're living in a war. We're living in a battle zone, praise God. And the only one that can give us peace is the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see this thing and we see this issue of peace on earth, or on earth's peace. And we don't see a whole lot of that, do we? Not today. We don't see a whole lot of peace. Where does peace come from? Where do we get peace? Hey, man, if you're a child of God this morning, you know where peace comes from. Peace comes from the very economy of God, doesn't it? Peace comes from the order that God has manifest and set up. Praise God, you know what's wrong with America today? We're out of order. Amen? We're slap out of order. That's why we don't have no peace. That's why they strife and contention. That's why we can't get along with one another. That's why the people in the world are fighting back and forth, because there is no peace, because we're out of order. Amen? If we could ever get back in order, praise God, we could have peace. I'm talking about a peace, praise God, that's beyond our understanding. It's way beyond what the world calls peace. It's a kind of peace that God sent for us. In our Christmas tradition, we forgot about the peace of that Lamb that came, praise God, so that we can have peace in this world. What is that? That peace is that persuasion that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. That persuades us, praise God, that there's a better way. Amen. There's help in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's help for our homes, our families. There's even help for our nation. Amen. In the Lord. Yes, could you imagine today the peace, the combat would come on the whole world if the United States would get back to God? Amen. I mean, take a strong stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand upon the basis of principles that this country was founded upon. Imagine what God would do. Amen. You'd see some changes. They'd take place from my house, Brother Charles, to the White House. If we turned our face back to God, fell on our face, cried out, amen, and humility to God, and said, Lord, we want peace. Amen. But you know where it starts at? It starts in the house of God. Amen. Amen. That's where it's going to start. Salvation starts right here. Praise God. Getting back to the Lord, getting back where God have us to be, God, where He would like for us to be. In our Christmas tradition, I'm afraid we've left out that greatest part, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, He that offered peace to the world. Amen? But instead of peace, we want turmoil. Instead of peace, we seek after all the things that keeps us stirred up. Amen? We like to be stirred up. We like to be in everybody's business. But praise God, if we get our minds and hearts on the Lord Jesus Christ, and He could, and let Him focus us, praise God, in the direction that He'd have us to go. He said, God said He had a desire. Amen. He described what He wants on earth. He wants peace on earth. On earth, peace, praise God. That's not the turmoil that we have today. But now there's a condition to be desired. Not only is an issue described, but there's a condition desire. These angels begin to sing, praise God. And they were singing about the Savior that was born on Christmas Day. See, our tradition, our Christmas tradition, we've got so far away from the true meaning of Christmas that it's not even funny. Amen? We used to could get together, amen, and we didn't have to, now listen to me. We didn't have to have 40 or 50 gifts for the kids in order to make them happy. Amen? We had a Christmas tree, praise God, and we'd get together, and Mama would fix a meal, and our family would get together, and then we'd have and they usually got one present. Amen? I don't know about you, when I was a kid, we got one present. And that would be there, boy, and it was so exciting. Amen? It was so exciting to have that one present, to have something, praise God, that you desired in your heart. See what it is today, we're bringing up a generation and we try to give them everything all at once. And you know what we're doing? We're destroying them. We're spoiling them. We're getting where they think, well, this is the way it's supposed to be. Well, let me tell you young people something. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. You know what you must do? In order to have things, you got to get out and work for them. You got the desire to have them, amen. Amen. You got to be thankful for that you receive. When we ever get place to praise, back to the place, praise God, where we're thankful for that we receive, praise God, then God can give us some more. Amen. But we become so disthankful, so full of ingratitude, praise God, because what God's given, if we don't get everything we want, amen, we go off huffy and pout. See youngins doing that? You know why that is? Because they don't realize what Christmas is all about. Our Christmas tradition is out of whack. We need to tell them it's not about the presents, praise God, but it's about the gift that was given on Christmas Day. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and what God desires for us to have. He wants to give it to us, wants to give it in abundance. These angels come singing about it. Praise God. He said, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. An angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Amen. What ought to excite us on Christmas Day? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He ought to be the center, praise God, of our presentations. Praise the Lord. Bring you great joy, which shall be to all people. Amen. And see, he said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's the Christmas story. That's the Christmas. That should be our Christmas tradition. It should be about the Lord Jesus Christ, Him coming, praise God, on earth as a Savior to seek and save on sinners. It shouldn't be about the gifts we receive. Amen. Because the greatest gift we received was the Lord Jesus Christ. When God the Father sent Him down to us so we might have a Redeemer. He said, thou shalt find, and this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, the song that they sung out, magnifying and glorifying the God of glory for what He had done. And he says, goodwill toward men. The angels were singing this. Men who are in the will of God. He said, that's what God is desiring. That's what brings peace to the earth. Men that are hooked up with God. Men that realize that there's a great big... We remember last Sunday we talked about the magnificence of God. How He is the God of glory. He's sitting on the throne, amen. And He's in control of everything around. Amen. All the universe. Hey, praise God. Hey, listen. Hey, you know God hasn't ever lost not one star. There's never been a star fall out of the sky, praise God, that He didn't let fall. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because He's God. And He set this thing up for me and you, praise God, so that we could see and realize, praise God, that there's a goodwill toward men. If we could ever get a hold of this, realize that God will hook us up, that a good men, praise God, will be in the will of God. And it started out with, and we can trace this story through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We can trace it back through Him. Look at chapter 2. He said, the angel of the Lord said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. So He brought it down to where it was. I'm glad I'm considered part of the all. Amen. I'm part of the all. You're part of the all. And God brought down this good tidings, this good news to. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Praise God. He wasn't just a little baby. He was the Savior, praise God, the precious Lamb of God. Amen. Came down to men, praise God, from the Father above. He sent Him down for us, which is Christ the Lord. He said, and this shall be a sign of you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. So we see this story. We can trace it through the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm glad it doesn't stop there. Looking over at chapter 2, verse 40. He talks about this child, Jesus. This precious gift that God gave on Christmas Day. If we could hook up our tradition and realize, praise God, it's not about the gifts. It's not about the food. Amen. It's not about the fellowship, but it's about a Savior, praise God, that was given. He said, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Amen. That's who Jesus was. He was full of the goodness of God. He was full of the wisdom of God. But he goes down in verse 52. Luke 2 and 52, and the Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. I would that was true today. I would Jesus would be found in favor. Praise God. We know it, God, at the Father, He's found favor in the Father, but I would He could be found favor in men. Amen. Do we favor the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we trust the Lord Jesus Christ? We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. But he goes on in Luke chapter 3 and verse 22. He said, and the Holy Ghost descended in bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Amen. You see the song when it was sung. Amen. They sung that song of the angels and they carried it back to the manger. Praise God. And they said, hey, look. He said, in the manger where the baby is and whom God is well pleased. Amen. Praise God. He was pleased with him when he sent him. Amen. To be that a price of sin that would be for mankind. Ain't you glad today, praise God, that you got to be in partakers of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came in a manger as a little baby and the Father said, I'm well pleased. Amen. Pleased to give his very own Son for the sins of the world. Bless his holy name. Praise God. He said, I am well pleased. Now that well pleased. Now, he could have said, well, I'm pleased with him. Brother Charles, he could have been talking to me and you because he's, you know, if we do right, he's pleased with us. Amen? But when you look at this in the text and you see, he said, I am well pleased. That suggests absolute perfection. Amen? When God looks on Jesus, the Son, praise God, even as a baby, man, he said, I'm well pleased. Amen. Absolute perfection had been given to man. Praise God. And he grew up, amen, in absolute perfection. There was nothing wrong with him. Amen. A new beginning in human history took place on Christmas Day. Our Christmas tradition ought to not be about the gifts and the giving. That's a fine thing. It's good. It's better to give than receive. Amen. It's good to give. But we get so caught up in that so many times, I believe we forget about who the real giver is. And the real giver is God the Father when He gave us His Son. And it's the Son who came and lived in this old world, praise God, as a perfect, sinless man, example in you, and gave His life. Amen? That's the difference, praise God. A new beginning in human history took place on that first Christmas morn when Jesus came. Amen. The Christ child, the Jesus, the Son of God, was the firstborn of a new race. Amen. All the human race before that had been born sinful. Amen. They had been born. Are you getting this morning? Every human being had been born before Jesus, praise God, had been born with sin in their life. You say Jesus was born. He was born without sin. Amen. He was not, hey, praise God, he was 100% man, he was 100% God, and he was born without sin. Amen. And he sinned not. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He became a new, but he gave us a new beginning for history, and he began to help us to have a new race. Amen. A race that was sinless, praise God, through the Lamb of God. You say, well, preacher, we're not sinless. We can be. Amen. With the help of the Lord, if we'll listen to the Holy Ghost of God, the gift's been given. Amen. We see the Lord Jesus Christ. He was that propitiation of sin. He came to us. Praise the Lord. We can see it. We've done read it in your hearing. He said you shall find the evidence. He said the evidence is a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and he's laying in a manger. Amen. He said you can see the evidence. The evidence is when a child grew and he waxed strong in the spirit. Filled with wisdom, amen, because the Holy Ghost of God and the grace of God was upon him. We see, praise God, the power of God manifested, amen, through this Lamb Jesus. Praise the Lord. He went on and said, Jesus increased in the wisdom and stature and favor with God and men. Amen. He came down to where we was. He came down to, amen. It's like Brother R.A. told me, he said, son, when you preach and take those high and lofty things of God, put them on the bottom shelf where the little kids can get them, and you're preaching. Jesus took those high, lofty things of God, and he put them on the bottom shelf. So that we, as little children, praise God, of God, can reach and get them and be partakers in the blessings of God. If our Christmas tradition, we could realize, praise God, that there's a magnificent God of glory who cares for me and you, amen, and made provisions for us all. we struggle along in this whole life, trying to make ends meet, trying to beat out, you know, a day by day. And praise God, there's a God of glory up there. He said, hey, if we'll just trust in Him, trust and obey, praise God, because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen? Hey, that's all He expects. And our Christmas tradition, if we could get caught up in what Jesus wants to do for us instead of what we can do for ourselves, God could bless us. But He goes on in Acts chapter 3. And God the Father says, Thou art my beloved Son, in Thee am I am well pleased. God the Father, He says literally, He said, here is the man. Amen. God the Father in heaven speaking, Holy Ghost to sin, resting on the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, this is the man that I'm well pleased with. Amen. This is the kind of man, if we could realize in our Christmas tradition, praise God, that Jesus was that perfect lamb, that perfect person, that perfect God, that perfect essence of who God is, that perfect character of man. Praise God. It would change our tradition. Our Christmas tradition would change down at our house. Amen. We'd forget about all the hustle and bustle so much, and we'd think more about getting the Word down and saying, this is what Christmas is. Amen. I believe, young, it's time that we pulled back and we begin to give a glory to God for what He's done for us on Christmas Day. Amen. God performed some mighty miracles for us. I can't help but think as I was thinking about this, and I think about that little old babe over there in a manger, Brother X. Think about that little old babe that came and set aside that purple robe of glory, amen, cut aside His glory and came down and was manifest in the flesh and dwelt among men. Was born in a stable in Bethlehem. The innkeeper said, there's no room here for you. People said, there's no room here for Jesus. Yeah. Praise God, so He was born anyway and into a stable in a manger. Amen, in a horse trough, a donkey trough, where critters would eat their feet. That's where Jesus made His bed. Amen. And in the world today, we say, well, we don't need that man, Jesus. Without Him, we can have none. He's that perfect man that we need. Amen. And He came to us when we couldn't get to Him. And He came just in time. Amen. He came just, hey, listen, He didn't come expecting great and mighty things. He set aside all that, praise God, so He could come down to where we are. Listen, God don't expect you to be way up here right now. God expects you to be right here in the middle road, praise God, where you're praising God, worshiping God, and seeking, desiring His direction, His help, and the hope that He has to give you. That's where God wants you to be, so that He can increase you in that wisdom. He wants you to be like Jesus, amen, just seeking the Father, desiring the Father, and seeking, praise God, to do that that's right. And God just bless you on purpose because you are, amen. Now, I'm going to tell you, praise God, I've told you again, if you're trying to do right, the devil and the world's going to fight you. It's going to be an uphill battle most of the way, praise God. But we got good news at the end of the journey, praise God. There's rewards, amen. Praise God. We'll never have to fight these battles again. Amen. These little things that we're going through, praise God, they'll be but light afflictions compared to the glory we'll behold when we get there. We see this magnificent thing that took place. And I can't help but thinking, you know, the closeness to the cradle was to the cross. Amen? It's not like there's a very big span between the cradle and the cross. That cradle, praise God, is where man came down to us. And that cross is where man came down to us. Amen? Where He became that price of sin. Amen? It was set out from the beginning and it was finished in the end. When He hung there and He gave up the ghost, He said, it's finished. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Alexis, enjoy this if you ain't. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we see this in God. And the only one that could give us this peace, saying that, the only one that could give us this, she messes with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, she is all about preaching. Praise God. That's what happens when they get it in the womb. Amen. When they get out, they like it. Now, these that don't get in the womb, praise God, they come out scared. But praise God, these that's here to begin, and praise God, they like it. Amen? But we see what takes place when God begins to move and manifest Himself to us. He begins to give us that help, and we see that peace that we have started in the cradle, praise God, and it finished on the cross. And that peace was there with us the whole time. Now, you ever notice how peaceful Jesus is? Pilate said, hey, are you the Messiah, the Jew? He said, thou sayest. Amen. You say it. You say it. Praise God. Amen. Never got excited. They come and they said, hey, are you the king of the Jews? The Pharisees come to him and they say, hey, are you the son of God? Amen. He was calm. They come to arrest him. Judas come there and they gave him a kiss. And he said, betrayest thou the son of God, man, with a kiss. Amen. Never got excited. He stood before Pilate, and Pilate interrogated him, and praise God, he just took it. Just sat there and said not a word. A man of peace. Amen. He had peace. Hey, he knew the end result, praise God. Amen. He knew that, hey, he was a man in flesh just like me and you, praise God, but he knew the end from the beginning. Amen. Hey, if we know the end from the beginning, praise God, we know that we have a blessed hope in Christ Jesus. Amen. That man of peace. He told the disciples. Amen. What God's talking about here, he's talking about peace among men. He wants to give us peace among each other. He wants us to be able to live together in fellowship. Hello? It ought to be our desire. Listen to me, church. It ought to be our desire to live together in fellowship, to live together in harmony. Amen? But you know what? We can't do that till we realize the Prince of Peace. Amen. Till we make Him the Lord of our life and we get rid of ourselves. Now you listen to me. You get rid of yourself, praise God, and you get a whole lot more of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the situations, praise God, in our lives will change. Amen. We'll have a different attitude. Instead of pushing people away, instead of hurting people, we'll love people. Amen. We won't want to hurt people. It'll break our heart to hurt someone. I want to say that, praise God. If you're a child of God, it ought to break your heart to hurt someone. Amen? Say amen, oh me. We are to break our heart to hurt somebody. Amen. We are to go out of our way, praise God, even if we have to take wrong, not to hurt someone. Amen. 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 If we can't help, praise God, he said, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, except for that is to minister grace to the hearers. Amen. We need to say good things. Lord, help us. Lord, help me. And we could just say good things. Could you imagine if everybody just went around encouraging one another? What if we never... Now listen, at home. Now Jesus, he sends peace. We ever get a good dose of Lord Jesus Christ, peace will come. If peace will come in our heart, praise the Lord. Won't it? Praise God. Amen. It'll come in our hearts. When we get the peace of God in our hearts, He'll move in. He'll take His boat. He'll make a difference. Praise the Lord. He'll give us that direction that we need. He'll give us that right focus, praise God, to see the need of others. Could you imagine if we just started giving encouragement? When somebody's messing up, somebody's done wrong, just encourage them. Say, I'm going to pray for you. Lord's going to help you and you're going to do better. Tomorrow you're going to do a whole lot better than you did today. Amen. Huh? I believe that God's going to help you in this and He's going to refocus you. And boy, I'm just praying. I'm just looking forward tomorrow to a different person you're going to be. And if you got enough confidence in it to believe it, if you're saying it with confidence, praise God, that person's going to look at it and you're going to say, they're going to say, in their mind, they're going to say, you know what? I can be better. I can do better than this. Amen. And they'll get that peace that passes understanding. They say, you know what? There's something to this Christian stuff. There's something to this Jesus stuff. There's something to being a child of the King. Because God the Father said, this is my Son, whom I'm well pleased. Praise the Lord. The Lord told the disciples, He offered, I'm going to try to hurry and quit. He told the disciples, He said, I want to offer to you peace. I want to give you peace. Amen. Remember, look over in John chapter 14. If I can find it right quickly, John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 27. John chapter 14, verse 27, the Bible says this. Jesus told His disciples, He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now these disciples, they are excited. They're freaking out. Because the Lord, amen, the Lord's telling me, he said, you know what? You're telling us not to be troubled. You're telling us just, he said, you're offering us peace and you're telling us not to be troubled and you're headed toward Jerusalem. Praise God, you're going up and you've done told us that you're going up there and they're going to kill you and put you to death, amen. You're our blessed hope. You're an encourager that we have. And now you're saying that you're going to be gone, amen. And now you're saying at peace and not to be troubled. Amen. They must have thought he was out of his mind. But he was saying, hey, listen, he said, I'm going to give you peace. He said, glory to God. He said, I'm going to leave peace with you. Praise God. Amen. And he said, hey, they don't use for you to be troubled because peace is coming. Praise the Lord. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. I know that I've told you, before it come to pass, and now that I've told you before it come to pass, that when it's come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, and let's go hence. Amen. He said, come on, boys. He said, let's go get this thing done. Amen. He said, let's go be pleasing to the Father. Let's go do things in the Father's way. He said, so that you can have peace in your heart because you're abiding in the Father's way. Amen. Isn't it a magnificent thing, praise God, when we're abiding in the way of the Father, doing the things that's pleasing to God in a godly way? He said, my peace, he said, that peace among men I want you to have. And he said, I'm going to give that to you. If we could get our Christmas tradition in the right track, praise God, we could start off a new year in faith in Lord Jesus Christ in the right direction, going for Him, praise God, so we can have peace on earth. Amen. Goodwill toward men. Praise the Lord. But we have to realize where that comes from. See, the source of all that is declared. He said, glory to God in the highest. Amen. That's where it starts. It starts with God the Father. It starts with giving Him praise, realizing that salvation is of the Lord. Salvation comes from heaven. It's a gift of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's accepting that gift. It's not about a salvation that comes from earth. Amen. Salvation comes from heaven. Amen. Salvation, we don't hunt around here and find it somewhere. You don't dig under a rock. You don't dredge in a stream, praise God, and try to hunt it like you do gold. Amen. Because, it's more precious than gold. Amen. Salvation is far more precious than jewels and gold, praise God. But we don't find it in this earth. Praise God, it comes from the Father above. Comes from heaven. It comes down to us. We can't hunt it up on the earth. Praise God, it's not here. It's not to be found. Well, we can't find it here on earth and climb up to heaven with it. It don't work. Amen. We start by receiving it from God the Father. Amen. And we do that, and when we begin to give God the glory, amen, it's a necessity. The angel said it's a necessity. He said, glory to God in the highest. He said, it's a necessity, praise God, that we begin to glorify God. How long has it been since you lifted up God? Since you praised God? Amen. I mean, since you praised Him with all your heart. You know what? We come in here, and sometimes we're so dry. Amen. We're like a desert. Amen. We come in here so dry, and we'll get up and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, like we're in agony. Amen. Praise God, we ought to come in with excitement on our hearts, and that's right, because I love the Lord. Because He's the God of my heart, praise God. He's the God of glory. And one of these days, He's making preparation. I'm going to be with Him forever. So the source of our help, praise God, comes from the Father. It comes from the throne of grace, amen? And it comes down to me and you. In our Christmas tradition, if we could begin to praise God for what He's done for us, for that magnificent gift that He gave us on that first Christmas morn, amen? What a time we could have in the Lord down at the house of God and down at your house. If we could just get out of our tradition and get a Christmas tradition that's pleasing to God.